We discuss the unimportant but interesting hot topics. I'm Sarah Ruth Blake.
I'm Eric Risk.
I'm Meg Scanlon.
And we are three actors slash improvisers who met on a movie and now like to get together to talk about our interests.
And hot topics.
Like really hot topics.
And like doc talks.
Doc Talks is a new segment.
That's right, yeah.
We're going to get to that.
We talk about documentaries.
Documentary films?
Films, TV specials, yeah. Perhaps.
I think a lot of them are Netflix. Netflix has a plethora
mostly
of them,
Netflix.
Right? Yeah, because everyone has Netflix. So it's like a plethora of,
I don't know. Should we break our suggested outline and go right into Doc Talks?
Should we just,
All right.
Have we already veered from our film?
Without further ado.
Meg, what was the doc you chose?
Sure. So I selected this week's doc. I'm opening up my Netflix app as chief researcher. So this was called Aliens on the Moon, The Truth Exposed. 2014.
It was fascinating.
Not rated. 122 minutes.
Mine was rated. It said 1.4 stars.
Oh, I meant not like PG.
Oh, okay. The user rating.
2.5.
Oh, you got more than mine. Weird.
I don't know.
Somebody watched it in here and rated it a 5.
One other person gave it. So here's the summary. Never before aired NASA footage presents startling evidence that may finally answer the question, is the moon a secret landing base for an alien race? So,
can I tell you guys?
Do we have a hard answer for that? A hard yes or no?
It never gets to that. It's all
like
suggested.
You decide.
Yeah, you
but
decide.
But the answer they come up with is,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Because the pictures are taken in a way.
Yeah, and like, be afraid.
Yeah, be afraid.
Fear.
Fear mongering, definitely.
Yes, can I tell you guys what I thought? My only notes on this were, who is this for?
Me. I'm their target audience.
Then
what
I came up with was the target audience. What did I say? Oh, is there hostile aliens on the moon that are gonna attack us?
Yeah. That's
and
what
they're thinking. So I figured our target audience for this doc was Republicans whose space lovers want to get to fund NASA again by saying
is
that
Buzz
like,
Aldrin a Republican?
I don't know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's like a
I don't think he knew where he was.
A fear mongering like
I don't think he knew where he was.
Fox Newsy thing.
He thought maybe he thought he was doing it for Inside Edition. He looked really confused.
Well,
he was
at
all,
that
like,
point,
confused.
Would you know what this was going to be on? Someone could just be like, "Oh, it's a documentary." You don't know if it's going to end up.
He needed
like
the
PBS.
Money, probably. Right?
No, but like, I don't
you
think
they
documentaries
paid,
pay very well,
him?
But
maybe a little bit because he was the second person to land on the moon. He was
right.
on Apollo
okay, but
11.
Like, true story. Don't you think, I guess it's not a true story because it didn't happen to me. But don't you think you must see, I mean, don't you think it's very possible you could see weird stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they're probably not allowed to talk about
no,
it.
No, of course.
Sign a lot
I think
of
they tell you, yeah,
like,
not
whatever.
To do that. Yeah.
So he's retired. I don't know. I'm just
he
thinking,
is retired,
like,
yeah.
I feel like.
He's not still going to the moon?
No, unfortunately, he's not still going to the moon.
Yeah, like,
he was replaced by younger, more handsome-looking astronauts.
This is what happens with astronauts and actors.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you get
replaced.
Right, they have
you
the same
saying.
Career trajectory as actors. Brilliant astronauts, too.
Study physics.
No, but so I don't know. I don't think he seemed confused.
Okay.
I don't know if he knew at that point, like, whether this was, like, for PBS or, like, HBO mm-hmm. or, like, mm-hmm. Aliens on the moon,
Because even the narrator, right, with the fear mongering, I had this as my notes. Quote, experts see the dish as a cause for alarm, end quote. That he said that exactly. Yeah. The narrator said that exactly.
Experts see the dish as a cause for alarm.
Yeah, but the just satellite saying dish.
Experts doesn't.
It's very vague.
That's like everything saying like is a
vague.
Source.
Well, all of their experts were very vague. Yeah,
like in the first, if you notice the first 10 minutes, none of the experts have titles about who they are. They don't.
It was just like their name.
Not even the name. Oh, right, you're right. At the beginning, yes. Yeah,
just... But like you put someone in like a pantsuit. And like a blazer.
Yeah.
And like some sort of backdrop. And like you're like, oh, yes, yes. Yeah. That is an expert. But no, I had one of them was labeled space flight historian.
Yes, oh, and yeah, there was a lady, right?
The lady, the red-haired lady. Was,
I don't know.
With the bangs.
Oh, with the bangs.
She had like the bangs and the long hair, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was her like title. She was space flight historian, not space historian, not like an astrophysicist, but just a historian, a space flight. Yeah, so they, so basically I had written down ULOs, and they were, I was like, what are ULOs? Unidentified lunar objects.
Right.
So just anything unidentified on the moon.
Does it have to be ULO on the moon, or does it need to be near the moon?
Oh, could it be like floating out?
Like, let's say some ETs were like orbiting their spaceship around the moon. Would that be a ULO possibly?
This was more like, honestly, like space trash left on the moon.
Okay.
Well, but also, these aliens appear. Well, but also, like,
those photos. I mean, you can't tell what it is. Sarah. It could be rocks, but just like how it looks.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, this is a structure, but it's like, how do you know it's a structure? It's like you're looking at the thing.
Like, it could have been a hole, like a crater, or they're like, or it's a dish. It's a dish. Yeah. It's like receiving signals. Yeah. Connected with that back, and you're like, I don't know. Like, it all looks pretty much the same.
My favorite thing was the thing they kept saying looked like a nuclear cooling tower.
Oh, yeah. Nuclear cooling
that
tower.
That looks like a nuclear cooling tower.
Yeah, you got to cool down those nukes. Cool them down. Based They're too hot. They're
but based on hot. What does that look like a nuclear cooling tower? Like, it's just like a tall pillar. Like,
yeah.
Yes, it makes no sense. Just a pillar.
Makes no sense.
Cylindrical
nuclear cooling towers are sort of like pyramidic with like a funnel on top.
Yeah, this was just a cylinder.
Just a tube, yeah.
Just a tube.
It was pretty benign, just a tube.
Well, so then I was like coming up with my own acronym. So
yes, go.
Yes, guys, I'm now a space flight historian. Put me in a pantsuit, give me a label. Or don't give me a label and put me in this doc. So I put USS, unidentified space stuff.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Or UMS, unidentified moon stuff.
Oh, I like that. I like the moon stuff.
But
yeah,
Sarah has some good questions. If it's orbiting near the moon, does it count? I'm going to say yeah.
I think it counts.
As a now self-pronounced space flight historian.
Yeah.
Or moon study historian? I was a moon studies major.
What about lunar?
Major? Lunar studies major.
Lunar expert.
Lunar expert.
Lunar expert.
Lunar expert. And also, you know what the funny thing was? That was early on in the documentary. Because, all this is just looking at the photographs from the satellite, basically, right? So this is definitely a direct quote from the narrator. We took these photos to some of the brightest people on our world. That's our world, like the Earth.
Our world.
Yeah, as opposed to like
their world.
Their world. Or Mars. Or
as opposed
Jupiter.
To like taking them to the Miss Universe pageant and asking the universe contestants.
Yeah, they're the brightest people on our world. According to the documentary.
Don't know people in another world.
We don't. I know, but they're the brightest people. They are the brightest. Like, but Stephen Hawking was not one of them.
I would say Stephen Hawking might be one of the brightest people in our world.
Oh, I'd say I agree.
Not about space necessarily.
But he's a physicist.
He didn't say the brightest people in our world.
But he's a lunar studies major.
I don't think he studied.
He have a PhD
but actually, no, he had theories of creationism, of everything. Exactly.
Yeah, he did.
Black holes,
or Eddie
Redmayne, a lot of that
at least,
stuff.
Had a theory of everything. Eddie Redmayne.
The actor, who played him in the movie.
Had a theory of everything.
Did you not vote, Meg? Oh, my
guys,
God.
Guys, I watched A Theory of Everything.
Did you vote?
Can I? Yes, I voted.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I voted, guys.
Back to Doc Talk.
Sorry.
Let's stay on topic.
I got off.
We have another.
I get a reprimand from Eric here.
You going to take that?
Eric, I voted, okay? I practiced my rights to vote.
Who did
for
you
SAG
vote for?
Awards. That is a secret.
That can't be
secret.
Talked about. Redacted.
Redacted.
Everybody pause for a moment. That sounds like we're redacting.
All right. We don't say redacted.
Yeah, we don't say redacted. All right.
Wait, so this is, okay, so
Go ahead.
Guys, I have a lot of feelings.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Tell us about your feelings.
Okay, wait. So this is my question. Did you see the speaking of the part where the sun, there were like essentially like UFOs or
plasma.
Like, yes, and they were sucking the plasma out of the sun. That's ridiculous.
That did not look like the sun. Their, like, that was ridiculous looking. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, whatever those are. God,
the tendrils. Like, the tendrils.
But that was ridiculous. That was silly.
They were coming out from the sun. Whatever that picture was of.
But that was manipulated. Come on.
It was coming out from the sun. Yes,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not saying it went into a spaceship gas tank.
That's what the narrator said.
I'm not agreeing with that, but I just want to talk about that segment. Because,
okay, go ahead.
Don't you wish we could? But like, how is that it not melting?
Cool. That would be cool.
How
yes!
is it not
exactly.
melting?
You're the like, sun is close. Like a billion degrees.
Yeah.
No, did they manipulate? You're saying they maybe manipulated those photos? Or that was actually like video.
They manipulated that. I don't think that was real.
But footage. For whatever reason, maybe they were just like dissolving or sending us some rays of sunshine from those tendrils.
I guess I think it was just like something coming off the sun. And like they just caught like the end clip of it where like the last little bit of it was detaching from the sun. Like basically like stuff was shooting off there. You know when you have like a bonfire and like, you know, stuff shoots out of the fire? Like, so the sun's like this big bonfire. Yeah. And like, so that wasn't a spaceship that like stopped at the sun to refuel. That was like just a piece of
fueling station
popping off.
Number 12. Yeah. That was what they were basically implying was like they were using the sun's liquid hot
Plasma.
I said magma.
That's volcanoes. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure magma's what comes out of the sun, you guys. I'm pretty sure as a lunar expert.
Burning magma.
A solar expert now. So anyway, they were like implying they're like coming from so many like solar systems away.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're like not even a part of the Milky Way. And they're like, let's fuel this bad boy up. Take some sun tendrils.
Yeah.
And head on home. Head on home.
They're picking up some chips while they're picking up some sun tendrils.
Yeah,
on their way to their
snacks, or like their bodies don't even need food.
On their way to the
moon,
it's a long journey.
On the way to the moon, they're like, guys, I know we're on a road trip, so let's be a little nuts. Let's go ahead and get the Chex Mix.
Yeah,
like I don't usually eat like this.
Sun.
Yes,
but while we're flying the sun, let's get some Chex Mix.
So that was a highlight for me.
Okay,
and then what were you saying about Buzz Aldrin? He technically is an expert.
He is. He is. And he claimed they saw light. Yeah. He said they did.
He seemed to say that there was a UFO when he was on the moon.
A UFO can be anything unidentified. So
That is flying.
That's flying. So he's not saying it's an alien life.
Yeah.
He's not saying, oh, it's alien life. But he's like, oh, it was a UFO because we didn't know what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
What did he think it was?
He didn't say.
He said it didn't know what it was.
I don't think he ever did.
You think he signed an NDA.
Yeah.
I think I do. All
right.
Or he's worried people won't take him seriously. I think that's astronauts' biggest fear. Is it that they,
I think,
like,
it is.
Or is it floating up into space and dying?
That is, yes. Oh. Yeah. Like
a practical everyday fear. I meant more like the overarching fear of your career.
Yeah. all right, you know what else? All right.
That's this... like a workman's cut kind of fear.
What about the part about the book?
Gravity was all my fears about space. I used to think.
The book in the documentary? Someone else is on the moon.
Yes.
And then, who is that guy? This was the irrelevant expert. There was somebody named Vito Sicari, and he was a petroleum engineer.
Yes.
That was an expert.
Okay, here's my thought. Was a guy who had a whole bunch of money, and he like started to believe the book. And so he was like, well, I got to research this. And he said, like, we stormed the facilities to demand answers. And I'm like, I don't think you could just do that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just walk
in. Well, they were stopped,
and then they
were
stonewalling us.
Yes, of course, because you're nuts. You were trying to break into NASA with a bunch of books to hand out to people.
Storming the IRS demanding answers.
You can't do that.
Government agencies aren't built for storming.
They're not. They're not.
They have a lot of security.
Yeah, if you tried to storm the White House, you'd probably get shot.
It's like, imagine storming a post office. What would you do once you got there?
You're right.
Like,
hand out your book.
I demand justice.
A signed copy.
Go back to the moon now.
So the overarching theme that I kind of noticed is, like, aliens, whoever, are coming to the moon.
Uh-huh.
They're not coming all the way to Earth, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're stopping on the moon.
Yeah.
To make us live in fear.
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, plan their attack and set up, you know, nuclear cooling stations.
And satellites.
Yes. Satellite yeah. dishes.
A bridge?
Bridges.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
they're, like, the fact that they're coming this far and then stopping at the moon. Yes. Is, like, that's that. Why not go full? Why stop at the moon? And yes. why over and over and over keep plotting your attack and refueling at the sun tendrils? Why not just make it all the way to Earth? Like, it You're was right. like, oh, they're coming, though. They yeah. are coming. But it was like,
the crucial thing was they're coming to attack us. They're yeah. coming to yeah. attack us, but they're stopping so at the moon.
For how fast they can travel yeah. at the speed of light.
The fact that they haven't attacked us yet leads me to believe they're not going to.
I think you're right. I agree with that.
Oh, the woman.
What woman?
The woman on the moon?
Martian, that was fake. Oh, Martian, my God, that was fake.
Is that from another documentary? I think it was.
That was insanely fake. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, I didn't believe that for a second. That looked like it was made of clay.
No,
it was
but like, didn't look she at this have, clay like, an woman. Extra
eye. Yeah.
Like, that she was literally so, had a third yes. eye, like a yoga, yes. uh-huh. where that okay. chakra is
placed. It was ridiculous. It was
she had
truly
like a nice bob
absurd.
Haircut.
Yeah.
Some soft that,
it looked like Can a I fake ask, doll.
She was an attractive
It looked like
woman,
a fake Indian
say,
doll
with a,
mannequin.
With a third eye.
Can I just yes. ask one question here, Meg? Yes. Which is, how is it that you chose this movie?
Oh yeah, how did you arrive?
I was clicking the stand.
What?
Because I realized I was doing that.
As she throws the pen out of the studio.
Sound. How did I find it? Oh, so
yeah. why did you
pick it? Yeah, why did you pick that one?
Because there's lots to talk about, you
That's
guys.
That's true, it is a lot.
Oh, I wasn't really going for, like, you know, Blackfish.
Yeah, I thought we were going to watch, like, a serious doc.
Cut. Oh, no, that is not what Doc Talk is all about.
Nah.
I just was picking, what did I call them? Like, just the most bizarre, unusual... Mm-hmm. Once I could find on Netflix, because I love doing that.
No, it's funny.
And
it
I don't, I'm not saying, like, learn from these. Like, these are a good source of information. No. They're just, like, I don't know. I'm thinking, it's, like, privately funded.
No, yeah, it's probably privately
Maybe
funded.
Maybe, like, an Indiegogo,
it
like
reads,
a Kickstarter.
Like a really bad History Channel one.
You it know does. I mean? They do it stylistically in a very, like, official way. And they make it look to be taken very seriously. But then it's, like, I don't know. So, yeah, I was just kind of picking... Plus, I love, like, all of these, like, I love anything with, like, secrets in the title.
Yeah, secrets are
or,
good.
Or, like, implied scandals or, like, conspiracies
yes.
or, like, things we don't know about, like, space, whatever, like, these unexplained mysteries of, like, time and history. Those are my favorites to watch. So that is where this one came from. Maybe I should have started a little...
No,
Maybe
it's
I
good.
Have,
I like
worked
it.
Worked you up
I
like to
it. No, I was glad to jump in. No,
oh, sure. Were you, like... But what were your thoughts? Did you enjoy it? Just entertainment-wise.
Yeah, entertainment-wise, like... yes. And I'll say it reminded me real quick of, I don't know if you saw, it's like a South Park episode where it's like aliens at the first Thanksgiving, and it's done in a History Channel style, and they're like, there was no evidence that there were not aliens at the first Thanksgiving. Like, everything's a negative. Everything's a negative.
Well, this woman was supposedly, like the nail in the coffin, like, oh, we found this woman. She has three eyeballs.
She's not made of plastic.
She has a bob haircut. She's
real.
She is dead. No, she's dead. She, like, died on this mission.
Yes.
It almost sounds like they come to the moon and something terrible happens to them, and they, like, die on the moon, and that's why they can't make this last
If anything,
step.
We should be learning from that. Not to go to the moon. That
right.
The like, moon is where intelligent life form
safe.
Goes to die.
To die.
It's not like safe. Florida.
Well, there's no water.
There's no water.
Ooh, that hurt, Eric.
But what?
Oh no, Florida. I didn't mean intelligent
Eric
life form go
a
to die.
Native. How did that make you
I
feel?
Meant I meant like retirees go to the moon. Go to Florida.
retirees go to the moon to die. The place where retirees go to the
that
moon to die.
That sounds like an amazing but, movie.
Yeah.
That's like
that would
be
a cool
be made,
concept.
Like a cocoonish. Like a cocoon,
but
they go to the moon.
Yeah. Meets grumpy old men.
Yes.
Meets Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Golden Girls would be fantastic.
But how about this? If you have Netflix, why don't you check out this documentary and leave us some comments about it.
Where should they leave the comments?
Leave the comments on our Facebook page. Yeah, about Facebook the woman, page. What you think, and
who your favorite expert is.
Yeah, and if, you know, there's enough comments.
Or if you are a spaceflight historian, yeah, a petroleum engineer. Yes.
And reach out to us. If you're a petroleum engineer, we could have you as a guest.
We would love that.
Ex-astronaut, that'd be great.
Dreams coming true.
Yeah.
Or current astronaut. What do you mean ex-astronaut?
There's no more space program, is there?
There's still astronauts, though.
You can still study. You just can't fly.
There's the commercial space.
Oh, that's true. Commercial space.
Like Virgin Galactic.
Lance Bass style.
That's right.
Yeah, Lance Bass. Did you guys know Lance Bass had to become fluent in Russian in order to join?
I didn't
hear that. Yes.
He was on NPR.
Why do you know that?
He was on NPR this weekend, and actually, he sounded quite impressive.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
He's really smart.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
he said that that career wise, he either had to sing bass in a group or he had to become a bass fisherman.
Wow. All right. Well, it worked out for him as a singer.
Because his name.
Or an astronaut.
He became a cosmonaut.
I think being an astronaut would be amazing.
It would
really?
Be fun. It would be a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. I mean, I think it would be terrifying at times, as seen in Gravity. And, like, just even that, like, machine they make you sit through where they spin you around and everyone, like, pukes on it.
Yeah.
That looks terrifying, too.
I never wanted to be an astronaut.
Wait, did anyone go to space camp?
Yeah, oh, as a little kid. I wanted to go to space camp, but I was never able to go.
You lived in Florida.
No, but it's in Alabama.
Okay.
It's in Alabama.
Well, no, because I was, like, in right outside D.C., where, like, Air and Space Museum.
Was there a space camp or no?
I don't think camps, but I would go to, like, those museums and stuff.
Yeah, the museums are great.
My sister and her husband have already planned that when their son gets old enough, they're going to go to family space camp.
Oh, cool.
That exists?
Yes. Yes, and I think an aunt can go along on this family space trip.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to go?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to go. I want to go to space camp. I don't want to be an astronaut, though.
Okay.
Well, I might want to do that plane. Machine.
I might want to do that plane that you could do. There's, like, a plane that takes you up like zero G. No, it's, like, it actually goes high enough.
Oh, it achieves zero gravity. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That I might do. I also like rides where you sort of achieve zero gravity. You know, where you, like, go up in the air. I'm making an up and down motion with my hand.
Like a roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Like the pirate ship ride, the swinging pirate ship ride.
Ooh, I don't like that
one.
Like,
wow. You don't like that?
That makes me, like, almost sick. Yeah,
oh, I love
all of it when
it goes, like, really, like,
all of this flight travel.
Well, also the gyroscope thing would definitely make you sick. Because it rotates so fast. That would make me sick.
No, a lot of people, like, use it as, like, a fun ride, and then they're, like, puking on it.
I couldn't do it. I would get violently ill.
But that's the thing. That's one of, like, the hoops you have to jump through to be an astronaut. It's like, that sort of thing.
All right, toughen up. I'd do it.
Anyway, I think that would definitely be, like, this amazing career trajectory. And then when I was, like, working at a school in the summer, a lot of the parents in D.C. work for various things, but NASA or, like, other, like, agencies, and one of the parents brought in like a mini Mars rover to demonstrate what it was like, and and then like the children were honestly kind of afraid of it, like it was very small, and she was like showing them, and they were kind of like running away from it. But then it was like, she's like, oh, we can like climb over things, and she was like, oh, does anyone want to like sit on the ground, and like, oh, I'll just, like, it can, like, drive over your legs. It, like, didn't have, like, wheels. It had, like, these rotating belts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And all of the kids were like, no, I don't want to.
They were afraid.
And then, yes. And then she was like, will you, like,
wait, how big was it? How big was...
Like,
and they were afraid it would crush
them? Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it?
Well, I didn't want to be overeager, but then I did. I was dying. I was like, please pick me. And she's like, can you, like, help? And I was like, yes. So then I did it. And then some of the kids did it. But, yeah, it didn't, like, hurt or anything. But, and then she's like, do you want to drive it? And I'm like,
more than anything
in my whole life, I want to drive this mini Mars rover. And then, like, she's like, does anyone have questions? I'm like, none of the kids have questions. And I was like, over here, please. I've got a few things I'm wondering about space and Mars. Okay. Sorry, I could go on about space
forever.
This is unrelated. Well, it's barely related. When I was a kid, we used to go to this playground, and there was my dad used to always say, "You guys want to go on that ride?" Only it wasn't a ride; it was playground equipment.
Yeah.
You guys want to go on the boogie till you puke?
What is that?
What is that?
And it was like, yeah, let's go on the boogie till you puke, which was like a teeter totter on a pivot that spun.
Whoa!
That
I've
very
never
much
seen one
is
of those.
Like a boogie till you puke, like. you like spin around while like going up and down. Ooh. Only we wouldn't go up and down because like we were three kids and like 2.5
that
years
would
apart.
Make
well,
you
there
sick.
Was no
yeah,
even
yeah.
weight balance.
Yeah, that's the thing with like seesaws.
It's like motion
teeter
sickness.
Do you
yeah.
call them teeter totters?
Teeter totter.
Yeah. Oh, I would call them a seesaw.
A seesaw. What would you call it?
Seesaw.
Seesaw.
That's the first thing I would say.
But is actually, a seesaw different than a teeter totter?
No, I think it's just like a regional.
Regional maybe. Dialogue. Florida, I think they were.
Feel
seesaws.
Free to chime in on this, folks.
Yeah.
Teeter totter versus seesaw.
What you call it in your town? Wait, that, so was it like one of those wooden ones or metal or?
Metal. Almost all playground
metal.
Equipment when I was
yeah,
growing
metal.
Up was metal.
They'd be like so hot and they'd like burn.
Yeah, yes. they burn you and then they get rusty. Rusty, yes. And you get like tetanus shots because you like scrape yourself out of.
Well, that's when I was on vacation last spring with my sister and my brother-in-law and my nieces and nephews, and there was like a park nearby, and we're like, "Oh yeah, let's go to it." And all the playground was like old and rusted, and my sister and brother-in-law were like,
"Oh no,
this is like tetanus park."
Tetanus
like,
park, yeah.
Did they
yeah.
let
really
the kids
was.
Play on it?
Well, like it was like we'd already begun and brought them there, and they were like, "Yeah!" And then I was like touching things, and they were touching things, and like whole parts of it were just completely rusted over, and like the paint was no longer there, and the slide.
Yeah.
Did you get lockjaw?
No, I think we were up to date.
That's good. Because did you have those like really awful like metal playground sets
yes.
that go in the backyard?
Oh yes,
your personal backyard.
I didn't.
No,
we didn't have one, but our friends,
one.
The Tibbetts, had a metal playground.
I
set.
Had one, and like yeah, it rusted to pieces. Luckily,
yeah.
I never had to get tetanus.
Would
from.
You do like flips
well,
off of it and stuff?
No, it had like monkey bars, so you'd go across on it. And it had swings. Bars. Yeah, it actually. One of my friends did fall off it because
it like
broke rust.
Oh no!
But luckily,
like, was
luckily,
ever on like a
yes.
swing and then
luckily,
like the chain
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like,
but luckily, yes. luckily they didn't sue us, and luckily I guess they were not.
Yours?
Oh, this is in
oh,
your
yeah.
backyard.
This is your yard.
Yeah,
fancy gentleman.
And luckily, it was not. That person did not get cut by the.
As yeah. an only child, did you go on there by yourself?
Yeah.
You were an only child?
Oh, you know
yeah.
that?
I didn't
I thought
know
I
that.
I shared that with you.
I did not
no,
know
no
that. That explains
sisters.
A lot.
Oh, no.
That explains it.
I'm just kidding. I didn't at all think you
Why
were an only child.
I'm crying on the inside.
You're very generous for an only child.
Crying on the inside.
Yeah, we...
Only children, if you are listening to this podcast and you want
did
to say
you
that you
alone?
Are generous people who did not play alone, feel free to
No,
chime
I was
going to
say, did you play alone on your swing set? There are generous people?
I feel like a lot of only children are not, like, generous people.
Wait,
like,
so that's
like
good, though, in a way. You thought
oh, really?
I was not because I was generous.
Yes.
Okay, that's
yes.
a compliment.
I'm
yes.
not going to go along with this yes. bold statement, though.
No? Let's hear.
I don't know that I'm not generous.
Not generous.
Like, where is that coming from? Like, what?
I know some greedy only children.
Really? They're really greedy.
Elizabeth, I'm talking about you.
Oh, my God. Is she going to listen to this?
Is she your friend?
Probably not. She's not going to listen to it. She's
okay.
my friend.
Is she your Facebook friend?
I think she's still on Facebook. Her imaginary boyfriend's on Facebook. Oh my God, this is a whole other story. Her imaginary boyfriend was Robert Darcy, and he's fantastic, and he lived in our crawl space.
What?
Guys,
wait, is this
you
person
know,
mentally
I
ill?
I'd love to talk about this,
it's
but
take
we
forever.
only have 2 more minutes left of this podcast,
that's true.
So I think we need to wrap things up and
all
maybe,
right.
you know, come
talk
back
about
for another
next time.
Come
all
back
right.
for another one. Where
yeah,
we also didn't touch on a lot
shorter.
Of topics like unemployment or shaving or
so exciting hot topics for
hot
next
topics.
Episode shaving
yep
unemployment
yep
shopping at Hot Topic
whether or not they had one in your mall growing up
or like
definitely.
A Chico's maybe a Claire's
isn't Chico's for like older
women.
Heavy set ladies
I think it is
I don't think it's specifically
no?
plus size
oh
I think it's
maybe just older women
Meg does a lot of shopping at Chico's
guys don't knock Chico's don't yeah. knock a good Chico's
All right, so...
Well, let's just say we'll be back again.
Yes, thank you for listening to...
Without Fear.
Thank you for listening
without
fear.
Releasing your fear.
High energy listening.
Sorry, I messed that up.
The weekly podcast that will be out...
Weekly.
Weekly-ish.
Weekly-ish. We'll try and get it on Monday, how about? From
yeah.
now on. This
Start
one obviously is not going to be...
Off.
This one came out on Monday. You're just listening to it late.
Yes, there we go. It's the listener's fault. And it is President's Day. Look, I referenced us.
Oh, no, you dated us on the calendar.
I dated us.
No, you keep doing that.
Oh, I shouldn't do that?
No,
I shouldn't? I'll edit this out, Meg. This is going to be something that'll be redacted.
Redacted.
Redacted. Hashtag redacted. No, because like the like. So yeah, sometimes.
Oh, we because were, like, it's so.
Yes, because that was like you have to put them out immediately.
All right, I'll edit this. Okay, never mind.
Redacted. Well, no, it's fine now. Let's just pull the plug. Screen. Oh, the curtain. Guys, what is wrong with me? I like can't say like expressions or colloquialisms at all. I just said a finger's touch away. I made that one up on a bag of worms.
Yeah, I never heard that.
A bag of worms
with a finger's touch away? I've never
That's
heard that.
That's not an expression. That's what I'm saying.
I don't even know what that would be based on. What is a finger's touch away based on?
You're close.
It's
like so close.
It's just a finger's touch away. A gnat's eyelash. Isn't that an expression?
Yes. That's close.
I
think that is.
That is much closer.
I think that is.
Megan's killing me. She's killing me.
But then I said, I guess this was before we started recording, I said, let's not open that bag of worms.
There's no such thing of a can of worms.
You could shove worms in a bag to go fishing.
You could totally, as easily
as you put them in a can.
As a non-fisher.
Yeah. Actually, you're right. Yeah, that is strange that worms would be in a can, right?
I said they could just as easily be in a bag as they could be in a can.
I feel like if you go to a bait and tackle shop,
it's like that.
A Chinese soup container full of worms makes a lot more sense.
That makes way more sense.
Or just like a,
By the way, if anybody listening has some worms they'd like to donate towards my compost bin, feel free to contact us on Facebook.
Compost bin? In that park?
The backyard.
It's going to be in the backyard.
I've never been to the backyard. I've seen a lot of stuff happening in that park off to the side.
Is it Leakin Park?
Let's talk about the what?
Cereal reference. Hashtag cereal.
Hashtag cereal.
Hashtag what is happening with Adnan?
Oh, okay. Did you see
that? Well, as a Maryland native.
Guys, we got to go.
We got to wrap it up.
We could do another one.
All right. Well, I'll leave you guys hanging. One time I accidentally rang the wrong doorbell in Sarah's apartment. And some stuff happened.
So many
hanging chads.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Podomatic, and like our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ High Energy Listening. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.